4, CBA Mobile.
CBA, K1, ABH.
K1, ABH, KB4, CBA, the name here is David.
This is Andrew, yeah, you got that right, K1, ABH, Alpha Bravo Hotel.
See you today, Andrew.
David, not sure how I'm coming out. I'm in these rolling hills on 85. Can you still copy me all right?
Getting the repeater just fine. You headed this way or away from us?
I believe I'm somewhat heading toward. I'm heading north on 85. I'm about to be crossing the county line into Greenville now.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the repeater is over there, but it should reach over there just fine, I would think. Yeah, I mean, you're sounding good. Yeah, I got my motorcycle all tore down. The back of it, I took the back plate off, and I'm attempting to pull the clutch pack out. There's the piece that broke off inside there that I've got to replace. Actually, two pieces. But, man, I tell you, always something.
That's not what you're on right now, is it, your motorcycle?
It's all tore down. It's in pieces.
I got you. I was surprisingly, I haven't heard anybody talk about that. It's something I've never even thought of, is putting a ham radio on a motorcycle.
Yeah, one of the Daves, I can't remember which one, had his on a bike, and surprisingly, it had good audio and not much wind noise, and I don't know if he sold the bike or what he did, but anyway, that was several years ago.
I would imagine if you got a good mic set up in your helmet and everything, and little no ground plane antenna or something like you'd use on a boat or something, it probably perform a decent bit better than HD.
I bought HT CB handy talkie. My buddy had a Honda Goldwing, and it had a CB on it, so we were gonna, and he had the headset and everything, and we were gonna, you know, communicate with each other when we rode together, because we rode together a lot back then, and the antenna, it had a little rubber duck antenna, and evidently I let it get loose, and it broke off the little part you screw into the radio, broke off down inside the radio.
End of CB handy was that?
Radio Shack.
I've gotten a little bit into CB I was really big into it back in my high school days, and I've kind of picked it back up. That's actually kind of what segued me into ham radio a couple months ago, but I got really into the President stuff once I got back into it. And I know President's got a nice little handy talk. I think it's the Randy. It looks pretty nice.
Well, I just bought this, gosh, it's probably been 15 years ago. I was already a ham, but, you know, this is the only way we could communicate. The only time I used it was, you know, I just left it on my motorcycle. But it didn't work too good, so we never had much luck with it. And he's moved now. He's over in York, which is, I don't know if you know where York is. He's in a small town just outside of York. So, you know, it's a pretty good hike from here. I think it's about 2 hours.
I'm vaguely familiar with the area. Probably would have done pretty well with GMRF. Man, I've kind of, since I've gotten into ham, I kind of dipped into that a little bit. And I just went ahead and got my license for that just to have it. I don't have any GMRS radios, but it seems like it's kind of bridging the gap between CB and ham radio as far as the everyday user just wanting to have something for some basic communication.
Yeah, so tell me what kind of radio that is again.
That's the general mobile radio service.
Well, it has like four different bands on it.
No, it's basically like your walkie-talkies you buy from the store. It's the same 22 channels they run on, but the GMRS radios can run higher power. It's basically it's 462 and 467 megahertz is what it runs in, and it's if you get an actual GMRS radio, they have the extra 8 channels where they can run repeaters.
High power family radio, David.
I know what you're talking about. All right, well, I got me a ICOM 7300, and I tell you, I'm having a blast on HF, and especially on the sideband. Well, I'm sitting here at Ace Hardware. I'm going to run in and get a couple of things, and I'll be back out here in a minute. Be good to talk to you, Andrew, if you're not back, but not there when I get back. I'll say 73 is KB4CBA.
ND7J Mobile.
Yeah, David, it was good talking to you. I'm actually about to pull up on my stuff now, so I'll be getting out as well. K1ABH.
Hey, Bob, ND7J, KB4CBA.
Yeah, I heard you're going into Ace Hardware. I just thought I'd say good afternoon. And he's talking about high-powered family radios with, I think there's like 30 channels altogether. But I'll be here probably when you get back. I'm on 26, ND7J Mobile.
Nope, I'll be back. It shouldn't take long. Just got to get a couple of screws. And I need to get some parts for the motorcycle, but I'm going to pull the clutch back out before I do, just to make sure I don't need something else. All right, well, we'll talk to you in a few, ND7J, KB4CBA.
For another few minutes.
Your email, N4ZLK.
Problem. Did you get my second email?
Was that an internet service issue or what?
I do not believe it was internet service because all of my other streaming services work great, okay? And even the Fire Stick, everything on the Fire Stick, excuse me, worked great. I just could not get the Kubi cable cutters to give me a good, clear picture, and it kept having playback errors like it was an internet issue. But, I mean, I'm getting like 200 megabits per second internet service. Actually, no, 300. So I got plenty of internet. And like I said, Hulu, Vudu, Peacock, Prime, Netflix, all of those are crystal clear.
Service you should, that much, or megabits, you should, shouldn't have an issue. Okay, I appreciate it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I was kind of wanting to get away from direct and just have live TV, you know, for certain things, but I don't necessarily need it.
Well, I'll tell you, Shane, my sister-in-law and her kids use this Kubi service, and they love it. They say it's great, no problems. So I don't know if it was something that I did wrong, or I was trying to put three TVs pond, and I may have done something wrong when I signed up. But, you know, if you buy the Fire Stick through Amazon and you sign up for the Kubi thing and it doesn't work for you, you can return the Amazon Fire Stick, get all your money back, and you'd be out $10 if it doesn't work.
Worth it then. I appreciate the info and getting back with me. I guess maybe Tom said something because all of a sudden there was an email from you.
You had heard the conversation, and so I just went ahead and looked your email up on QRZ and carbon copied you.
Friend, I appreciate it.
Up anytime, and if you decide to do it, look me up on QRZ. My phone number's on there, or on my webpage, whatever, and give me a call. There's a couple things that you need to do in order to get it to set up. And the first thing you need to do is create an account and spend $10. Then you got to put your Fire Stick on, and you got to do a couple things on the Fire Stick. But it's not difficult. It's just knowing the right way to do it will be a lot easier for you.
Doesn't matter what operating system I'm using.
You know, I've got, I forget, my TV's a Philips TV, but we've got Roku TVs, we've got several different kinds of TVs in the house, and, you know, all of our Roku stuff, so we've got some of those little Roku gizmos too, and those work great. I mean, picture's crystal clear, no pixelating, waiting for it to buffer. This Kubi thing just seemed to be wanting to buffer constantly. I mean, it just for some reason, just was not happy with my setup.
I got a Roku stick, and I really like it. I'm they've got some live stuff on there. I haven't had the time to go through and see what all is on there. But so is the Kubi thing, is that something you have to, they send you another, like a thumb drive thing, like the Fire Stick, or is that something that works through the Fire Stick?
Set it up, and you download through the Fire Stick the Kubi Cable Cutter software, and then you enter your username and password, and it starts working.
Gotcha, I got most of that. You're in a shadow there probably, but I did catch most of that. I appreciate it.
The way station here on 26th Street, where I'm at.
Not a big shadow there.
Driver weight and motion thing that causes havoc, I'm not sure.
I never hear anything. When I go over the one in Georgia, there's a big one down there, and it doesn't cause any interference. I've actually talked on this repeater from down there going over it and never had an issue.
Positive what it is, but I know the Walmart parking lot is the same way. You can't talk in the Walmart parking lot.
Some city buses that are all electric. In fact, they're made right near our building. And in fact, I'm going to pass one right here in just a minute on Whitehorse on 25. And I don't know what it does on my transmission, but on the on the receiving side, it puts all kinds of static on the radio.
Zero TR static. I knew he was listening, Shane. I knew it.
I just walked in the door and I heard my call. So I knew, Shane, for Bob to do anything nice would be out of character.
Put in me an email after talking to you, and which I appreciate, Tom. So I don't know. I guess I'm not friends enough with him for him to start ratting on me.
Easy target, Shane. You can't help yourself.
Yeah, he has no respect for his inferiors, Shane.
Got something about that. I can give. I don't mind taking it all. I can give it too, but I kind of, my family, I really give my family a hard time. But anyway, good to hear both of you today.
Shane, don't be fooled. Tom gives it out, if not as much as I do, probably more. He nailed me the other day about 3 times, I think. I don't even know. I just set myself up for it, I guess.
Easy, Shane. And Bob, he just picks on me all the time. So don't believe that, Shane. I ain't that kind of guy. We'll let you guys go. Have a good day. We just come in from doing yard work and we're poops, Bob. Shane in 4ZLK in 0LTR 73, Scotch.
And I've heard all of you guys hitting on each other. Not hitting on, excuse me, picking on each other. There we go. And, Bob, good to hear you. I'm about where I'm going for my next stop here. Glad I got to talk to you. Thanks for the info. N4ZLK.
All right, Shane, you have a good one. Drive safe. And, Tom, good to hear you. I hope everything went well with Bernice. I think it was yesterday. So, you guys take care. I'm getting up the freeway and can't decide if I want to stop at Ingalls or not. I just don't feel like it.
Bob, Bernice did okay. The carotid arteries haven't changed any, so that's good, because now they're only doing elective surgeries on Thursday and Friday, and we didn't want her to have that surgery anyways. But if they just go a few more percent, it might be something she has to do. But they're watching it closely. Every 6 months, they do an echo. Thanks for asking. And, oh, boy. Anyways, I'll talk to you later. ND7J and 0TR73.
Tom, 73 to you as well. You guys have a good afternoon. I'll be clear and listening for a little bit.
I'm Bob, KB4CBA.
Nuts and bolts, so you no longer have a screw loose or what?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that, Bob. Not a, name. And besides, he drives a Mustang, so you know he's got a screw loose.
Got a loose nut behind the wheel.
Hey, KN4VWA told me this morning, Dave, that he's going to acquiesce and go down and get his COVID shot. Thank God for that. I should have landed this. Well, now that your favorite president, Biden, mandated it, you finally gave in. What do you think, Dave?
Well, you know, the only people that are in the hospital with COVID right now are people that didn't get the shot. So, you know, I'll tell them something.
Buddy?
No, I'm kidding. He's the reciprocal of that, Bob. But that's just one of my inventive type of jabs. You know how I am.
Roger. Well, I thought so. I didn't think he was a Biden buddy, because I was going to have to remove him from the SCDXA roster and all that other stuff. Thank God we don't have to do that.
Hey, and by the way, I bet my dues are due, and I haven't been able to go, Bob. I haven't even gone to the Greer. But I'd like to pay my dues for that, and how would I get it to them? If I send you a check for the whatever it is, you tell me, I'll send it to you.
Since become the president of the SCDXA, Dave Stanzel stepped down, and they put me in that place. But we don't have dues, Tom. But I'd be happy to take a check from you if you'd like to send any amount. I can give you the spelling of my name.
Yeah, I knew you'd become president. That's why I was considering resigning. Go ahead, Dave.
Just send him a check and leave the amount blank and just let him fill it in from there. I mean, that's what you ought to do, Tom. I mean, my goodness. You got all that money and you're just hanging on to it. Can't take it with you.
Talking to the propane people this morning, Bob, and this little gal says, I said, how much a gallon is that now? She said, $3.56 a gallon for propane. You know, I keep it for the Generac, and I haven't put any in it in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And I wanted to top it off before winter. So it's 55% full, and they just fill it to 80%. And that's going to cost over $300. And I told her, I said, thank you, Mr. Biden.
Now, Tom, I just got to know, why would you need to have more propane? Don't you have enough gas?
Now, Bruce says yes. mess. She eats too many grapes. Go ahead, Dave.
You're full of gas, so. But anyway, I have a photo I took in Maggie Valley, and I'm gonna send it to you, Tom. I will send it to you by email, and I think you'll get a laugh out of it. But anyway, go ahead and pick it up, Tom.
That would be hot air, Bob, not gas. Anything I say, you just go ahead and jump. There'll be something there to catch you.
Oh, hot air, that's for sure. Well, anyway, yeah, propane, gasoline. I remember not just about a year ago, gasoline was less than $2 a gallon, and now it's just about $3 a gallon. Thanks, Joe. I don't know what else to say.
I did hear a good one yesterday. We was watching Channel 21 or whatever it was, the Fox local station, and this one homeboy on there, one of these governors that Biden's going to mandate and stuff to, he said, yeah, that big old senile bag of oatmeal. Never heard that one before. Go ahead, Dave.
Bag of oatmeal. Well, that's interesting. No, I can't say that I've heard that one myself.
I'm thinking you're giving him much more credit than his due, Tom.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's just sorrowful. Anyway, on a better subject, what are you doing today, Bob?
My old house today, and he had a flood. He's got a really cool place right off the Swannanoa River. But it rose up the other week here and went way up and flooded his basement out. And he had to cut 2 feet of paneling out and take out the insulation and carpeting and all that. So I'm over there putting in the new insulation and putting in new paneling 2 feet from the floor up, 2 feet up, all the way throughout the whole basement. So, and then trim and moldings and all that kind of stuff. So, I was over there. Probably should finish 2 feet.
Hello, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. I got my motorcycle tore down just about as far as I'm going to go with it. I got to pull the clutch pack out. But, I'll tell you what, this has been a humdinger. This has been as deep as I've ever been in a motorcycle. But, you know, it's really not that hard to work on. The guy on the video said, you know, you need all these special wrenches and stuff to get to these 10-millimeter bolts. And, man, he didn't know what he's talking about. He's never worked on cars. So I'm going to say 73s, and y'all have a good one. KB4CBA, clear.
Have a good one, David. And Tom, I'm also in the driveway, so you guys over there, you and Bernice, have a good one. We'll catch you all later. NB7J's clear.
Okay, Bob, that's awful nice of you. Out of character, but awful nice of you. And we had what they call an old rise system put in, if you know what that is, with a sump pump when we moved here. But we never, thank God, had an issue with our basement. And I'm surely glad of that. And then I run a dehumidifier down there, too. 73's Bob, ND7J and 0TR, clear.